News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. W Trophy got back on the bus, came home with a Tiger football team last night after a resounding 56-6 win at Wawasee. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a few minutes. In the other conference games, Concord won at Northridge 34-17. Mishawaka beat Northwood 35-19. And it was Plymouth over Goshen 31-3. So the conference standings at the moment this morning, Concord and Warsaw are 2-0. Mishawaka, Northwood, Plymouth, and Northridge are all 1-1. Goshen's 0-2, and Wawasee is 0-2. Some of the other games in the area, Tippecanoe Valley wanted a harder schedule in a new conference, and they got that. They lost at Knox last night 26-3. It was Jimtown River Glen 22-14. LaVille beat Bremen 13-12. In the Three Rivers Conference, a shootout. I'm not sure that if Northwestern and Cass played in boys basketball, the score would be this high. Northwestern 64, Cass 55. Oconoqua beat Whitco 62-0. Peru beat Wabash 48-14. Rochester beat Manchester 36-0. It was Northfield over Southwood 35-34. In the Hoosier North, North Judson shut out Miami 46-0. Triton won at South Central 48-12. In the Northeast 8, Columbia City beat Huntington North 37-12. In the Northeast corner, Prairie Heights continues to look good early in the season. They beat Central Noble 42-20. Cherubusco beat Eastside 24-12. Fairfield beat Culver Academy 48-33. And West Noble won again. They beat Angola 35-10. In the Northern Indiana Conference, Elkhart beat Riley 35-2, and Penn beat Washington 44-6. Again, last night, the Tigers kept the W Trophy for the 10th straight year. They beat Wawasee and Syracuse 56-6. We'll play a couple highlights and talk with Coach Curtis and the boys next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
There goes Barack in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. He's got a hole. 45, 50. Up the middle of the field. 45 up the hash marks. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown Tigers. 60 yards for Quentin Brock. From the 35, ball inside the near hash mark. Sullivan, play action fake. Looking, got a man wide open down the middle of the field, and it's Egoff. And he scores. Touchdown Tigers.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm really good. It's feeling good. I got a plate of meat in front of me, ham, sausage, and bacon. And the trophy made it back to Lake City. So. Yeah, we got the trifecta going this morning.
The diner there on the Courthouse Square is providing biscuits and gravy for the football players this year during the football season. And they have Coach Curtis a special box with ham and sausage and bacon, and he eats all of it. It's really good.
John took care of me. Best ham steaks I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then their fish on Fridays. Is incredible. It's all you can eat for, I don't know how much it is. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Very good.
You just hand over your card and say, here, put it on there because it's really good.
It's a Friday ritual with Coach Bummy and I.
Last year, the Wawasee game looked on paper like it was going to be a game your kids should dominate, and it certainly was not that. You guys had to kind of hold on at the end to win that football game. I know that came up in practice because I heard you bring it up in practice, and the boys took that to heart.
I believe so. You know, last year's last year, but, you know, on paper, we were the more experienced and the better team player-wise, but that didn't always what happens. That doesn't always dictate the outcome of contests, and last year was an example of that. We're down 15-6 or 15-9, I forget, heading into the fourth quarter. And, you know, this year with Coach Thacker taking over in his first year and implementing a new system and trying to get his culture and his terminology embedded into that program. And this, you know, year seven for us, trying to do some of the same things that they're doing offensively. We thought that going into this, we would be a little bit, we should be on paper a step ahead. So, you know, I told our coaches all week and anybody that asked if we've got the better players this year and the more experienced players. So if the head coach can stay out of things, that we got an outside shot. So I tried to steer clear and it worked out really well.
Take me back to the first year that you were here.
Oh, boy.
I know that some of the things you've seen in what's happening at Wawasee, you saw some of those things here, but you had guys that completely bought into this.
We did.
From the start, and that's why it was so successful from the beginning.
Yeah, you either buy in or go find something else to do. And, you know, we did in 2018. I think occasionally we'll pop a film in from back then and show it at clinics or whatnot, and that team showed so much improvement from game one. I remember game one, the ball was everywhere except where it was supposed to be, and you know, then we just got a little better and a little better and a little better and a little better. So that was really because of the maturity of those kids and their desire to want to be better than what they had been really made it a faster track than what I had anticipated as far as execution and defensive attitude and pursuit and tackling and things like that. So, that was a fun group to coach, and this is a really fun group to coach. So we've been very blessed.
Last night, you get the kickoff, you run it to the 40. First play, you run the pitch to Quentin, and he turns her upfield and goes 60 yards. And running that back on the film this morning, the blocking there was just absolutely fabulous. Everybody was where they were supposed to be, and Quentin read everything perfectly.
It was a great start, and I know I mentioned a couple weeks ago when he was averaging 52 yards a carry or whatever after the Michigan City game that we had the ball needed to be in his hands more often. And I don't know what his final stats were last night or anybody else's, but I do know that that's something that we've discussed and want to make sure happens, that somebody that's averaging that kind of yardage, as Quentin is, has the opportunity to do so more than, once or twice a game. So, that started us off really well. And, it just kind of, I don't want to say steamrolled, but it just kind of advanced itself moving forward from there in a multitude of series of things that couldn't go right for Wawasee turned into short fields for us. And, then you look up and it's 28-0 at the quarter and 56-0 at the half, I think it was.
Yep.
You don't do that by design, but you also, these kids have practiced all week. They're going to play a half. And that's just how it is. And Coach understands that. And Coach Thacker, it wasn't a situation where late in the half it was like, hey, let's get one more. We ran a rocket toss and, it went big again. So, it was a good night for the Tigers.
Special teams, after that first touchdown, goes down, covers the kick, and your guys get the ball back with great field position, quickly score again. You've got two in the bank at the 5:16 mark of that first quarter. And then it felt like it must have, to Wawasee, it must have felt like there were 14 defenders on the field because your guys – broke the line of scrimmage on a regular basis and just would not let them breathe.
They were struggling to get yardage inside, and I credit our coaches defensively and our kids defensively for trying to stay low and play and fit their gaps and not get too far up the field on the reads, because that's the thing. The fullback will get 200 carries if you run your ends up the field. And so it takes a certain amount of discipline and physical toughness and mental toughness to sacrifice your body to protect your backers and your safety so they can run downhill and make plays if the ball does get to the outside. And we did. We did a nice job of a little high at times. I mean, our pad level still looked a little high at times, and maybe we're tackling a little high. All in all, I think they got two first downs, maybe the first half.
And those were both on fourth down conversions
in that
very first drive.
Down 7-0, fourth and one from your own 14-yard line.
Yeah.
And they're going for it. I love that. And, I didn't love the fact they got it, but I love the fact that at that point in a 7-0 game, coach is going to – he doesn't care. They're going to do what they do.
Yeah, your defense held them to two total yards of offense in the first half.
Wow.
And that for a half is really impressive. I can only think of one other game in all the years that I've been doing games, one other game like that, and that was just a couple years ago against Concord when you held them to minus 17 yards rushing for the game.
That was up there.
Yeah.
22, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was. It was a great defensive effort most of the night. Those kids played the varsity kids played a half, and then a lot of kids got to come in and do their thing in the second half or late in the second quarter. So that's what you want to get out of that a situation where you're playing a team that to be quite honest, you're bigger than, you're stronger than, you're faster than, and the outcome should be that.
Talk about the second half, and we touched on this a little bit last week, but I would like to go in more in depth with you on it.
Okay.
You've got second string, your JV kids, and sometimes we get into the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and you've got the backups from the JV that are playing. Talk about the expectation for them when they get in on a Friday night?
The expectation's the same because the position doesn't change, the unit doesn't change just based upon the personnel. And these kids will tell you that because they've all been in those situations when they were younger. And we expect whoever is out there to execute at a high level and to play with passion and intensity and get the job done. Now, were we happy that they scored 6 points? No. Okay. They had a kid break away on a run, and they've got some players as well too. So that happens. A little disappointed. We had two touchdowns in the second half, and both of them got called back on penalties. So that would have been nice for the JV kids and some of the twos to get that feel of getting the ball into the end zone, you know. But it went a lot better than it went last week. I think it was more organized getting – because what you really want to do is, A, play 22 different kids if possible. So, okay, well, a lot of these sophomores, juniors, and some seniors learned both sides of the ball. So it's important that you have that planned out before you take the field. And, okay, we're going to use this kid on offense the third quarter. Do you want him on defense the fourth quarter and vice versa? So it seemed a whole lot smoother last night than it did last week where we were just kind of scrambling and, you know, ready to put the Sim Zone kids into the game last week. So
I know that depth is important to every coach. But I continue to be impressed at the kids that you put out there at quarterback. You have Drew, you have Quentin Brock, right? What a great situation to have. And then you bring in the two other kids that you bring in, and they run the offense like they belong out there, and that's really cool.
Yeah, they did. Cohen McCray and Ethan Rivich came in and did admirable jobs. And, you know, they were scout team players of the week along with Dalen Fitzpatrick. And they literally, literally took a beating this week as scout team quarterbacks and fullback. I mean, our defense was obviously, when you're playing yourself offensively, I ran the scout team this week. It was a lot of fun. And you're basically just dialing up your own plays. You don't have to have a script or anything. And Coach Callhorn was like, just run whatever you want. Here's the formations I'd like to see it out of. Change it up some. And we had a good time down there on the scout team this week. I'm not sure Ethan and Cohen did. Because like I said, they took a physical beating from our defense Wednesday, in particular Tuesday and Wednesday. So, but they bounced back. They're tough kids. And that was kind of their little reward on Friday night. And the other kid, you know, we talk about depth, Roger, that we could roll out there and still occasionally take snaps here and there in an emergency situation is safety, Taylor Villema.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have talked almost weekly about your three-headed fullback attack. We kind of have to put a fourth person in there because I know he's doing it in the third and fourth quarters. But Dalen Fitzpatrick has looked very good at the fullback position.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's going to take some varsity reps this week in practice, and he has earned that and runs hard, runs low, good center of gravity, also took a beating this week on the scout team. But he has definitely, as a, you know, he got a slow start. You know, he had a really, really busy summer laying block and pouring concrete, so we didn't see him a lot this summer. So, you know, he was a little bit behind when it came to football when we started August 5th. But he has shown us today, and he'll run today, that he is also going to be in that battle, along with Michael Shank. If we can get Michael healthy with his hamstring, And, you know, then you've got Robinson Hofford. You've got Brody Heady. And then you mentioned Dalen.
Brody Duncan.
Brody Duncan. What'd I say?
Heady.
Brody Duncan. Yeah.
If we put Brody Heady in the backfield, that'd be something. That'd be cool.
We got Brody's. We got, yeah. So we've got four kids that, you know, we need to manage their reps throughout the week of practice so they get the right reps and we still have enough guys to run the scout team.
Things get considerably harder next week. Going to Concord, which is never easy to play Jake Field, against a Concord team that looks pretty good.
They're really good. I've not, Craig and I just, as I was loading up to come get these kids right before we just exchanged our four games and received their four games. So, you know, it starts back up. You live Friday to Friday. I always thought that, you know, I tease the basketball and the baseball coach, you know, Coach Moore and Coach Manis. You know, if things don't go well for them on a Friday night, they might have a game the very next night and get out of there with a better feeling. Same thing with baseball. You know, you might play a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
You know, you might play four games in a week. And, you know, if one of them doesn't go well, let's say Monday, and you got three shots then to do better and to play better. You know, if things don't go well for us and we don't play well or play hard or execute, it's like waiting for an eternity. Even though the season goes fast and those Fridays roll around, if it doesn't go your way, it's almost like, wow. So, you know, back onto those Fridays or Fridays, my point is it starts over. Rinse and repeat. Wawasee's done. Concord's next. Rinse and repeat. And, you know, the weekends look the same. The weekdays look the same. The kids understand our motive of practice. And we change things up here and there a little bit, but they pretty much have a pattern of what a Monday looks like, what a Tuesday looks like, et cetera. So,
yeah. Who'd you bring with you today?
Let's see who we got here. We got number 51, Cole Kuntz, okay, a senior. All three are seniors. Number 25, Jake Rhodes. I got it right. I did not call him Gavin Schultz or Gavin Rhodes. We do have a Gavin Rhodes as a freshman. And number 71, James Leiter.
Okay,
all three outstanding young men.
These guys got fed by the diner this morning. They got biscuits and gravy, and we're grateful to the John and the people down on the Courthouse Square for helping feed the kids this morning. We'll talk with them coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Whether you need to finance home improvements or a last-minute vacation, Crossroads Bank offers a variety of loan options to meet your needs, including consumer loans, home equity lines of credit, and others. Stop in and see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Elliott's Heating and Air Conditioning is now partnering with Flotec Plumbing and Heating, providing you with heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. For over 40 years, they have built the trust in our area to keep your home feeling great.
This is Elizabeth from South Whitley. We hired Elliott to do a complete install in our home. They did a fantastic job and are amazing to work with. We recommend them to everyone.
Trust and have confidence in using the local folks looking out for you. Elliott's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, now partnering with Flotec.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
I love being a granddad. I spent last weekend playing football with my grandsons. We had a great time running, tackling, laughing. Next morning, though, when I woke up, I was sore all over. I decided it was time to head to Reinhold's Town Square Furniture and visit their Sealy Posturepedic Sleep Shop. These are the beds that back doctors recommend. They support your body while cushioning your shoulders and relaxing your legs. Why did I wait so long to go to Reinhold's? My Sealy Posturepedic is just what the doctor ordered. After all, we're having another big game this weekend. I don't plan on losing again. Thanks, Reinholtz.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. As football season approaches, smart players do their best to protect themselves from the possibility of injury. In our lives, we can't always do that, but we run the risk every day of being injured by the negligence of another person. If you've been injured in an automobile accident, a fall, or for any other reason which appears to be the fault of someone else, Rock Hill Pennant can advise you on your legal rights and help you get the compensation you deserve. Call 574-267-6116 for an appointment to make sure your rights are protected. Rock Hill Pennant, lawyers you can count on.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, so let's talk offensive line play with James Leiter. Talk about this line. We thought this would be a strength of the team. It is. Talk about the stuff that you guys worked on this summer to try to make sure that was true.
Obviously, we've worked on mainly just working as a team. Our coaches always tell us our offense doesn't really run without our O-line, and if our O-line doesn't act like a team, act like brothers, then obviously our offense will not be able to function properly. And I think it's worked out really well. I've never felt closer with a group of O-line than I have with these guys. I feel safe. I feel like I can be taken care of with these guys, and I feel like I can take care of them. And, I really appreciate the coaching we were given this summer, because it just helped us get to that point, and they've helped us get to an athletic point where we can, fire off the ball fast, low, and make sure we understand our assignments and know what we need to do every snap.
We hear guys on the offensive line come in here all the time and talk about the brotherhood of the offensive line. What does that look like to you?
To me, it just kind of looks like, having team dinners on Thursday night. Most of the time the offense does a team dinner at someone's house, and it's just somewhere to go to eat and just have fun and enjoy each other's presence, like, before games. And it's always like a huge mood booster and a huge confidence booster. So it's just a huge help.
Who's the funny guy on the offensive line, and who's the one that nobody can make laugh? Right, who's the most serious guy?
I don't know if we really have a serious person on the O-line. I think the one who makes everyone laugh is probably Ivan Ponce.
Okay.
Just because he's always out there. He's always doing a whole bunch, and it's always entertaining to see what he's doing during, like, our eight-play team sets, because mm-hmm. between every play he does something different, and sometimes it's just incredibly random.
Okay, these guys are pointing at you about the serious one. Is that about the funny one? Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you funny?
I mean, I like to think so, yeah.
Talk about this senior year that you're in. We're almost halfway through it now.
Mm-hmm.
Has it hit you yet that this is it?
Yeah, it's hit me, but it's also kind of, I've been preparing for it for a whole year. After last year, it was it hurt, so all I could think about was just how I wanted this year to go, and obviously I'm still working on it, kind of trying to shake off the feeling of being feeling like a sophomore again. But it's definitely hit me, but it's not gonna really really hit me probably until our conference games are over and we get into postseason. But yeah, I'm definitely trying my hardest to treat it like this is the last time I'm going to see some of these fields and get to play on our home turf.
Do you feel like you appreciate it more after missing all but a handful of plays from last season?
I do. I really do, because I remember seeing there last year, and I got to see everyone else be successful, and more juniors last year having super successful seasons, getting all conference and all that stuff. And it hurt, because all I could do was sit there and just watch, and I couldn't really do anything. So it has given me a huge appreciation for what I have right now. Yes.
Tell us about your parents, their names, and brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. and the general area where you live.
My mom's name is Katie Nixon, and my dad's name is Dwayne Leiter. I'm actually an only child. And I live around, like, the middle of Warsaw, kind of next on Detroit Street. And my parents are a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
Like,
in what ways?
Well, last year, my mom was super, super supportive.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be the person I am right now if I didn't have my mom in my life. She's incredible. She's my rock. I love her with all my heart.
Good. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to go study kinesiology. It's just another form of exercise science, and I want to throw in college.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the difference between being an offensive lineman and being a thrower on the track and field team.
I'll be honest, there's not really a huge difference because, you know, the way we run our offense, you have to be fast, you have to be low, and you have to be explosive, and it's the same thing as throwing. I enjoy it because I get to spend just as much time with the old linemen, and most of those guys throw, so I get to spend more another season with them. And it's enjoyable because I like a lot of our underclassmen, and a lot of those guys throw, and I like that I can be there to help coach them and to help them be successful and grow so they can have a really, really good career and senior season, because I know they want to go just as far as I want to go with throwing.
And who's been your favorite teacher so far?
My favorite teacher, probably Coach Jones for outdoor ed.
Yeah.
It was super fun. It's always enjoyable. I love having Coach Jones as a teacher. He always makes me laugh, and plus I love his family. Super, super awesome family.
Yeah. Sweethearts, all of them. Okay, Mr. Rhodes, talk about this part of the game that you play, which is a split end on a football team that throws it three or four times per game. How difficult is that to be ready for that moment when they are actually going to throw the ball?
In terms of throwing the ball, it's really nerve-wracking because you don't see it often and every time. And so whenever you see that, it's your heart starts racing a lot and it's hard not to overthink about it. But in terms of then running the ball, we practice so much about positioning and making sure we're in the right places at the right time, because if it wasn't for our blocks, a lot of our plays wouldn't be as successful. And it's a lot to have on your shoulders sometimes, but I know it's so crucial, and we've prepared so much for it, and we've spent all summer working on these things, and it's so natural now that it's just a part of what I do now. I don't even have to think about it, and our coaches have done a great job in preparing us for it and making sure that we are ready to see whatever we see on Friday night.
What are you good at?
I'm shorter and stockier, and I'm much better at blocking, and that's where I excel at, and that's what I'm comfortable doing. And every time I get to go out on the field and block, I'm happy.
Okay, that doesn't follow logically, because we all think that you should be bigger and taller to be a better blocker. Why is that an advantage for you?
I like it because I'm able to get low in people and get in their hips. And if you get in people's hips, they can't move anymore. And it's fun to be able to push into people and make a big difference on the offense just because I'm able to get low and get those blocks.
Can you describe to us what it's like to be a wideout and make a block and have your guy score? What's that like?
It is the best feeling in the world. I mean, to be able to do something you do day in and day out and not really see the benefits of it, and then on Friday night you get out on the field and do the exact same thing and you get a good block, and then you see your guy run right by you and he gets in the end zone, that's the best feeling in the world.
What was it like after the game when Mr. Reef came out and presented the W Trophy to you guys?
That was it's such a surreal experience, because sometimes I feel like we take it for granted because we've gotten it for 10 years in a row now, but it's still something you think about and you don't really know how you're going to react until it happens. And it's just, anytime somebody hands you a trophy, it's a big deal, and it is just an amazing feeling.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
My dad is Jason Rhodes. My mom is Jody Rhodes, and they have helped shape me into who I am today. And I know I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And they've done a great job in supporting me and making sure that I'm here and I'm doing all the things I need to be doing. And I'm so thankful for who they've shaped me to be. We live out in the country, east of Warsaw. Not a whole lot out there, but that's the way I like it.
What do you do for a hobby?
I am a private pilot. That's what I want to do after high school, is I want to keep pursuing that and be a commercial pilot.
Really? And what made you want to do that?
Ever since I was 8 years old, I had my first flight, and ever since then I've fallen in love with it. And then sophomore year I was able to take the aviation classes at the high school, and the teacher, Mr. Coburn, took me up in his airplane, and ever since then I've not looked back.
Hooked for life.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Who's been your favorite teacher?
Mr. Coburn, for sure. He showed me something that I didn't think was even possible. I didn't know that I could do that, and I will be forever grateful to him for that.
Yeah. Cole, talk about your role on this football team and the legacy that you have, because you've had older brothers that played. You have a coach for a dad. Talk about how that all fits together for you.
Yeah, of course. So as far as my role on the team, I've honestly haven't been the starter much at all. I've gotten varsity reps, but I'm not in the first group of guys going out, scoring the first couple touchdowns, taking the first couple hits, but still a crucial part of the team. On the weekdays where we're not playing a game, I'm helping the offense, helping the defense, making sure they get better. I'm on scout team often. As far as the legacy you were talking about, I've had two brothers go through this football system, both of them really good players, Trey and Dane Coons. So they've really good defensive players, good offensive players all around. And like you said, my dad's a coach, Jerry Coons. He's been coaching at the high school, I think, for about 6 years now, if I'm right. And he's a split end coach. He's been all the kids love him. He's everybody on at least the split ends I talk to just are huge fans of him as a coach.
So not too many people get to share that experience with their dad. What's it like to share that experience with your pop?
So although I am different position group, I'm not a split end. I'm not that skinny, right? but having him on the field's always an encouragement. If I get a little emotional or if I start going out, he's there. He'll talk me down, talk me up, whatever I need. It's just always have him there if you need him.
When you go to practice on Monday, what's the first thing that you know you've got to work on?
I mean, I honestly, on both, I play both sides of the ball to a degree. I got to get lower. Like, I need to work on getting my, like, when I'm hitting, when I'm tackling, no matter the situation, I just need to get lower, get the leverage, get underneath people.
Okay. We've heard about your dad. Your mom is a very visible person, too, because she's the one down on the sideline taking pictures of everybody. So talk about your parents.
Yeah, so like I said, my dad's already the split ends coach. We've gone over that. But my mom, she's one of the higher-ups on the team mom group. She's always there helping with concessions, handing out snacks, taking pictures. Basically, if there's something going on with the football team that isn't from a coach or a player, she's going to be there.
When you graduate, there's going to be a huge hole in the support of this football team because she's done so much of that. What do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I'm looking to go to college, probably somewhere like Purdue Fort Wayne. I'm looking for an engineering pathway, probably mechanical. Just always had that sort of math, physics sort of.
What do you want to do with that? I mean, what's your perfect dream job?
Probably somewhere where I can work with a small group of like-minded people, they're engineers, and just solve problems. Like, make this better, fix that.
Who's been your favorite teacher, and what's been your favorite class?
My favorite teacher in class, I'd probably have to say Coach Huber is my government teacher. He it's always a fun class to be in. He's always making jokes. Sense of humor is kind of unique, but not in a bad way. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally. Totally. Because he can be a little sarcastic every now and then. Is he like that as a teacher?
I'd say a little bit more than a little sarcastic.
I was trying to be nice. I wanted you to be honest. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
When I'm not with the football group, I'm normally hanging out with kids like Micah Zog and other basically the kids in a lot of the other classes I'm taking.
Yeah.
So kids in my engineering courses, my math classes.
So specifically, you mentioned Micah. So let's talk about that. You are on the line on a football team. He runs cross country. We think of those two things as the complete opposite ends of the spectrum. When you talk to him, can you compare your sports? Do you share experiences?
Not directly, although in track season, believe it or not, I run distance. It's a very weird mix, but O-line and distance. But I do run distance, so I do to a degree understand cross country and all that.
Good. I didn't
really. You'll go from, what, 205 pounds down to like one?
Yes. Coach Gert is here. He's talking how over the course of the last track season, I went from 205 to 185 pounds. Lost 20 pounds.
Wow. Wow. Good for you. How do you do that? Because I've got about 45 here I'd like to get rid of.
I mean, freshman year, I just sort of wanted to run track, knew I wasn't the fastest, figured I should just try running distance. Started out, obviously it was rough to start, but once you start working on it, you start to get a little endurance. It's hard to lose that. And every year's gotten easier and easier to get back into the season. And it's just, after a while, it just becomes second nature to be able to run like that.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in today. We thank again the diner for supplying them with biscuits and gravy this morning. When we come back, we will run through the other scores and schedules on the Tiger Sports Diary on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger football.
Booyah!
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Sim Financial Advisors have been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They are covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. Visit Sim.com to learn more. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
The girls' golf team is starting to wrap up their season. Hard to believe, but it's true. The girls' golf team participated on a rare Friday 18-hole invitational at LaPorte. Beechwood Golf Course was the host for that. It's a par 74. So keep that in mind as you're listening to the scores. Warsaw finished fifth with a score of 370. Northridge won it with 329. Lake Central, St. Joe, and Munster were second, third, and fourth, followed by the Tigers with 370. For the Lady Tigers, Abby Peterson shot 38, 39, 77. That was second by one shot to the medalist, who was from Lake Central, Abby Huppenthal, who shot a 76. Claire Royst, 87. Lucy Ray, 100. Sophie Stewart, 102. Lily Henderson shot a 96. The boys' tennis team had three matches this week. They were shut out by Homestead, 5-0. As a matter of fact, the JV only won one match out of that their competition. Christian Lewis and Isaiah Stoffel won at number five doubles for the only points for the night for the Tigers. Then Warsaw came back in conference play on Tuesday, beat Northridge 3-2. Ted Grandin in number two singles, and the doubles teams of Drew Reiser and Henry Norton, and Luke Smith and Miles Rager were winners. In junior varsity singles play, Christian Lewis won, as did Austin Klingeman, and then the doubles teams of Grant Boreen and Noah Purvis, Dominic Manwaring and Eli Roca, and Will Peterson and Isaiah Stoffel. And then on Thursday, the boys were back out of conference. They took on Fort Wayne Canterbury, and Canterbury beat the Tigers 4-1. Drew Reiser with the only point for Warsaw in the varsity competition at number two singles, and singles wins for the JV for Kale Maridou and Ian Overman. The girls' cross-country team ran last Saturday at the Marion Invitational, and they had a strong showing in the Chuck Schlemmer Elite Varsity Girls Race at that Invitational. They finished 7th out of 16 with a team score of 226. Sammy Ristrelli was first for the team and 20th overall with a personal record time of 19:18. Ella LaPute was second for the Tigers across the line at 20:19. Bryce Ehrman came in third with a personal record of 20:43. Aubrey Bricker, the freshman, fourth for Warsaw with a personal best of 20:55. Stephanie Malagon also ran in a personal best time of 20:57. Also posting personal best, Katie Robertson, Annie Parker, Kyla Transparenti, Hannah Fisher, Nadia Patton, Kaylin Stoffel, and Bronwyn Pock. The girls ran in a junior varsity race there as well. They finished 6th in that race, again with an unbelievable number of personal records. 6 personal bests in that JV. Lucy Andrew led the way for the Lady Tigers with a personal best of 22:38. Right behind her was Ariana Bradley at 22:47 and Nico Ewert at 23:05. The boys ran in that same event down at Marion, which was actually on the Indiana Wesleyan course. Boys claimed a runner-up in the elite division in the Marion invite, losing to Mount Vernon of Fordville 78-82. Jackson Gackenheimer, the junior for the Tigers, second overall with a time of 15:29. Tyler Mimnaw, 7th, 15:55. Senior Rick Orr, 13th at 16 minutes flat. Clark Maridou, also a senior, 18th at 16:13. Senior Alex Schrock, 48th at 16:49. Senior Noah McPhail, 57th at 16:55. And the aforementioned Micah Zog was 76th at 17:25. You had personal best from senior Matthias Nabia, also junior Sam Olibaugh, sophomore Nolan Stump, sophomore Olin Mirzo, and sophomore Jack Boggs, all with personal records. For the junior varsity, another strong effort from them. Sophomore Jackson Lehman was 9th. Sophomore Alex Hoover was 10th. Kenan Lyons was 14th. Trevor Vosberg, 24th. Michael Manis, 27th. Caleb Portman, 29th. And Hayden Dirk was 31st. Girls soccer, we told you last Friday, down at the North Central Tournament, won their first match, knocking off 2A number 10 Sheridan, 2-0. Came back and took on the number one team in the state on Saturday, lost 3-1, played very well, just could not get anything going against a very powerful Lady Miller team. On Thursday, the girls were winners over Concord by a score of 4-0, and they also won the JV match by a score of 9-0. And in the middle of that on Tuesday, the girls beat Mishawaka by a score of 8-0. Lola Pepper netted 3. Hayden Elliott and Amy Escutia each had 2. JV also won that night 7-0. Boys soccer was a winner on Tuesday over Mishawaka 9-0. Noah Caugle with a couple of goals. Kellen O'Brien scored twice. You had Maiden Berger, Finley Bailey, Ashton Alt, Andy Vass, and Diego Queso all scoring goals for the Tigers. And the JV Orange team tied with Westview 3-3. The volleyball team was busy this week. Last Saturday, the JV won their Invitational. They beat Tippecanoe Valley 2-0. Aspen Wagner with 10 assists, 3 aces, 2 kills, and 2 digs. Alyssa McCleary with 12 aces and 5 digs. And Sophia Rios with 6 kills. The JV beat Culver 2-0. Aspen Wagner with 17 assists and 8 aces. Olivia Rooney with 12 digs. J.C. Stockman with 7 kills. Then they beat Fort Wayne Lures in 2. Aspen Wagner with 11 assists and 6 digs. Alyssa McCleary with 10 assists. Maddie Williamson with 6 kills. And then they beat Homestead 2-1 for the championship. 23-25, 25-18, 15-11. Aspen Wagner with 21 assists, 10 digs, and 2 aces. Olivia Rooney with 11 digs. Maddie Williamson with 11 kills. Sophia Rios with 8 digs. And J.C. Stockman with 8 kills. The volleyball team then swept Northridge, winning the varsity match in 3. Maggie Holland with 17 kills. CeCe Good with 8 aces. Avery Heppner with 21 assists. And Ellie Hepler with 9 digs. The Warsaw JV beat Northridge in 2. Aspen Wagner with 9 assists, 4 kills, 3 aces, 2 digs, and 1 block. Maddie Williamson with 5 kills and 2 blocks. Alyssa McCleary with 8 assists. And the freshmen beat Northridge 2-1. Emily Haverstock with 7 assists, 4 aces, and 3 digs. Lorelai Kerr with 7 kills and 1 dig. The JV football team last Saturday beat Mishawaka Marion 44-14. Dalen Fitzpatrick scored 3 rushing touchdowns, one of those from 80 yards, to lead the JV to the victory. Wyatt Harmon rushed for 2 scores. Zamari Terry and Ethan Rivich each rushed for touchdowns in the win. Warsaw was up 30-6 at halftime and cruised to the win. Defensively, Liam Kennedy recovered a fumble on the opening kickoff of the game that really set the tone. Owen Barker picked off a pass, and both turnovers led to Tiger touchdowns. The freshmen played at home on Thursday against Goshen, and after a scoreless first 16 minutes and the fact that the Tigers turned the ball over 3 times, the game was scoreless, but the defense for Warsaw rose to the occasion, kept the Red Hawks at bay, and Ethan Sinclair broke the scoring open it with a 45-yard touchdown run. Brady Sauer led the first half defense with several big tackles. Landon Habegger pitched in with an interception. There was a 1-yard touchdown run by Colton Beard. Ty Martin picked up a fumble recovery on the ensuing kickoff. That led to a 15-yard run by Nolan Himes for a score, and a 15-yard touchdown pass from Brady Sauer for a score. The Tigers won the game 20-0. That brings us to the current. Today, the boys' JV soccer team is at home. That's against Huntington North. The varsity is going to start here in just a little bit. They started early this morning. Boys tennis is hosting an invitational at the Tiger tennis courts today. And the JV football team is home against Wauwatosa this morning, and that will start in just a couple of minutes. The JV boys orange team is up north taking on Valparaiso and Elkhart. That is at Valparaiso starting at 10 o'clock. By the way, that's at one of the middle schools. That is not the high school. We have a story with instructions on how to get there, where to go and how to get there, and a ticket link at warsaw-tigers.com. The varsity volleyball team is on the road at LaPorte for the Slicer Invitational. That gets started here in just a little bit. The girls' golf team is competing in the NLC Championship meet. That's at Meadow Valley, hosted by Northridge at 11 a.m. this morning. And the girls' JV and varsity soccer teams are on the road at Lake Central at 1 and 2:30 our time. And again, there is a story posted where the match is at and give you ticket information where you can get your tickets in advance on warsaw-tigers.com. On Monday, the girls' golf team is at Wabash, taking on Wabash and Tippecanoe Valley. The boys' tennis team is home on Monday, taking on Plymouth at 5 o'clock. Tuesday, the boys' tennis team hosts Wauwatosa at 4:30. The boys' JV and varsity soccer teams are on the road at Northwood on Tuesday. The JV starts at 5 and the varsity after that. Girls' soccer, JV and varsity at home, starting at 5:45 against Culver Academy. The girls' cross-country team will be hosting the second round of the NLC Invitational. That will start at 6 o'clock across Logan Street from the high school. The volleyball teams are all at home on Tuesday, and that will be against Columbia City. JV and freshman at 6:15. Varsity will follow the JV in the Tiger Den. And the girls soccer team, varsity team, will take on Culver Academy at 7:15 on Tuesday. Wednesday, boys tennis is at Mishawaka at 5. Boys JV and varsity soccer is at Homestead, starting with the JV game at 5:30. And unified football is at Northwood, starting at 6:30. Then next Thursday, can you believe this? It's sectional time for girls golf. Warsaw is hosting. That will be at Stonehenge, starting at 8:30. Boys tennis is at Northwood on Thursday. Girls soccer, JV, and varsity is at Penn on Thursday. And the volleyball teams are at Plymouth on Thursday, JV at 5:30 in the varsity to follow that. And the next Friday will be the big football game between Warsaw and Concord. Kickoff is at 7. Our coverage begins a little after 6 on News Now Warsaw. We'll finish up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you to win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Don't miss a play this fall with affordable and reliable FiberFast Internet. With Surf FiberFast Internet, you will enjoy uninterrupted service for streaming the big game, watching highlights, or cheering on your favorite teams. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds and free installation for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. No data caps, no contracts, and no hassles. Experience front row action from home with reliable internet from your local provider. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Again, not all road events, but a lot of road events, schools will send us information about how to buy tickets in advance, where the games and matches are at. Check Warsaw-Tigers.com because there's a fair chance that you're going to find information about parking, about construction, like the Wauwatosa Construction. They're building their new Performing Arts Center, which is going to be really nice. They're really looking forward to that. But you can get that information at Warsaw-Tigers.com. Plus, of course, all the scores and schedules. When the teams get done with their events today, they will send me that information. We'll post the scores first, and then we'll work on the stories that go with them over the weekend. So we look forward to that. We hope that you do, too. We hope you'll use that resource to be a better Tiger sports fan. Thanks to Coach Curtis and the boys that were in here this morning. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results, and thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.